and welcome to our special bonus episode of Investing Beyond Borders, a podcast from Aranda Law Firm that brings you regular insight on investment opportunities and legal and regulatory updates from throughout the Miranda Alliance world. In this episode, we celebrate the 35th anniversary of Miranda y Asociados with Ana Pinto and Ricardo Silva, who will look back on some of the historic marks and achievements of the firm throughout the years. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Investing Beyond Borders.
First of all, welcome back to our listeners. It's great to be back with you for this special episode of Investing Beyond Borders at a very special moment for our firm.
Hi, Anna. It's not every day that a firm turns 35. 3.5 decades is a long time in the life of a law firm, and it's always interesting to take the time to look back at how we have evolved over the years, not only to assess how far we've come, but also to allow those colleagues and clients that have been with us for a shorter time to understand the origins of the firm. As the story goes, Miranda traces its history back to 1987, when our founding partner, Agustin Miranda, left his role as in-house counsel for Chevron and moved back to Portugal, where he started his own law firm. With a great deal of vision and daring, the new firm became the first international law firm based out of Portugal, acting for Chevron and other natural resources companies active in Angola and in the other African jurisdictions, at a time when civil wars plagued Africa and most lawyers would not dare set foot on the continent. At that time, serving the needs of our clients implied a significant amount of travel, long periods of time on the ground, personal risk and sacrifice, and the use of long-distance means of communication, such as letters and the fax, that appear archaic in the 21st century. But being on the ground at that time gave Miranda an advantage.
Yes, of course. The first mover's advantage isn't purely a theoretical business concept. It's in fact true. Showing up when no one else is there gives you a series of advantages that cannot be copied or replicated. From the outset, it gives you credibility and builds goodwill with local stakeholders. A significant amount of the relationships, respect, know-how and trust that Miranda still commands in the markets it operates in has come from the fact that we were there when no one else was willing to go. And this only gets better with time, as the longer you remain, the more people trust you and understand that you are in for the long run. This commitment is also a clear factor that distinguishes us from our competition. Not only were we there from the beginning, but we've also remained there through the easy years, but also through the hard years. Not to mention the accrued knowledge that is built up after more than 3 decades serving these complex emerging markets. Our commitment to the project and the continent guided us through the difficult 90s with the opening of the Fatima Freitas office in Luanda in 1992 and the extension of our coverage to Mozambique in 1997 and São Tomé in 1998. These steps helped us to be in the right place at the right time as peace descended on the continent and economic recovery began in earnest with a significant increase in foreign investment. And that brings us to the 2000s.
And Miranda was indeed very well placed at the turn of the millennium. The early 2000s were a time of fast-paced growth, not only in the economies of the markets where we operate, but also of the firm. Our headcount grew significantly, and we expanded first to Guinea-Bissau and Cape Verde in 2004, followed by the opening of Equatorial Guinea, Macau, and our Houston liaison office in 2005, and the official opening of our branch in Timor-Leste in 2007. It was also during this stage that the Miranda Alliance was formally established to further consolidate relationships, know-how, and the model that was bringing so much success to its members. The first decade of the new century saw Miranda involved in the most significant projects and cases in our jurisdictions, including high-stakes litigation and arbitrations in Angola and beyond, representing Guinea-Bissau before the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea in Hamburg, negotiating almost all the petroleum contracts in our jurisdictions, opening up new mining concessions, and heavy involvement in a number of flagship LNG projects in Africa, including the Angola LNG project and the EG LNG project in Equatorial Guinea. It was also a decade of large financing operations, including import-export financing, as the countries in our footprint started trying to diversify their economies, but a fundamental shift in our positioning was still to come. Can you give us some insight into what changed in 2010?
Thanks, Ricard. 2010 saw Miranda Alliance extend its presence into Francophone Africa, where we followed many of our historic clients. We started off our Francophone Africa footprint by opening in Gabon in 2010, and then rapidly extending our coverage to the two Congos, Cameroon, and more recently Côte d'Ivoire and Senegal, while also routinely advising on projects in the Maghreb, Guinea-Conakry, Mauritania, and many other places. All in all, the Miranda Alliance is currently present in 16 jurisdictions and counts with various liaison offices through which we carry out our business development initiatives and keep close contact with our main clients. In terms of work, we continued to grow our portfolio of landmark projects throughout our jurisdictions, including work in major infrastructure projects, PPPs, in various sectors, drafting of legislation in capacity building, negotiation in structuring of LNG and petrochemical projects in Mozambique, Timor-Leste, and various Francophone Africa countries, project financing, and the negotiation of the Maritime Boundaries Treaty between Timor-Leste and Australia, just to name a few. Besides the thrill of working in these complex and cutting-edge deals, it's also been great to see some of these projects win international recognition and awards.
We are very proud of our heritage and how we've evolved over the years, and have been fortunate enough to see our efforts acknowledged not only by our clients, but also by the main international rankings and specialty publications. Besides being consistently ranked as the best lawyers and firms in the jurisdictions we cover, Miranda won the Lusophone Africa Law Firm of the Year Award from Chambers & Partners in the 3 years that it was held, 2018, 2021, and 2022. And we were also acknowledged as International Law Firm of the Year at the 2019 African Legal Awards. In that same year, the Miranda Alliance was also recognized as African Network Alliance of the Year. This continued success is, in our view, not only the result of the outstanding dedication and knowledge of our professionals, but also of our culture and guiding principles.
I couldn't agree with you more. Miranda is a top 5 independent Portuguese law firm, but it's much more than that. We are clearly the most international Portuguese firm, and although we maintain a very important Portuguese presence, our DNA is international. The main principles adopted by the firm are quality, integrity, and innovation, and we are proud to be a meritocracy that values solidarity between all fee earners, staff, and partners. We truly believe that our success is grounded on these principles, and we look forward to continuing to consolidate and expand our reach in the years to come. We couldn't end today's episode without sending out a special thanks to all the clients and friends that have been with us along the way. We look forward to continuing this journey with you in the decades to come.
We hope you enjoy this bonus episode of Investing Beyond Borders. Please join us again next week for more business and legal and regulatory news from the 19 Miranda Alliance jurisdictions. This podcast was brought to you by Miranda Law Firm and Miranda Alliance. You can find out more about our worldwide activities and assistance to investors at www.mirandalawfirm.com. This episode was presented by Ana Pinto and Ricardo Silva from our Lisbon office and Luis Miranda from the Houston office. Content was developed exclusively for Miranda by the Miranda Alliance podcast team. Technical support is provided by Hugo Ribeiro from our communications department. All content is subject to copyright and protected by law.